It's time for a senior moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio today with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. They're my regular co-hosts every month. And today we have a guest, Michelle Kimball. She is a Gatekeeper Program Specialist with Northwest Senior and Disability Services. So hi to everybody. Thanks so much for being here.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
So today we are going to be talking about a program, a very interesting program that helps people in the community help seniors who are homebound and may need help and not realize it. And it's called the Gatekeeper Program. So it's kind of a unique way for neighbors and businesses even to help seniors who may need help. So we're going to talk about what that means and what the Gatekeeper Program is. So Michelle Kimball, how about if we start with you? Tell us about the Gatekeeper Program. What is it and what does it do?
The Gatekeeper Program trains people in the community to recognize warning signs of seniors and people with disabilities that they might need some extra help in their home.
So let's talk about who are those people who are gatekeepers. We'll start with that.
Okay.
You know, are they? We've talked about that they could be anybody or they could
right.
be people at a business. So what's that about?
They could be anybody. It could be the neighbors. They can be your grocery clerk. They could be the bank teller, your postman. They can be your utility reader, your water guy, anybody that's out in the community and notices somebody in their home.
And so these are people that you might deal with on a regular basis who know you but are not a family member.
Correct. Somebody that would notice maybe your daily habits, like you watch Price is Right at 10 o'clock every day, or just notice the way that your home appears on the outside.
Well, so what about, you talked a little bit about the fact that you, as a Gatekeeper Program Specialist for Northwest Senior and Disability Services, that you are out in the community training people to be gatekeepers. Talk a little bit about that. What's that like?
So I go out to businesses, the tax assessors, the utility people, and I talk to the employees and teach them what kind of signs to recognize that somebody could potentially need some extra help. And when they recognize those signs, they call into our agency, and then we have somebody come out and check on them, on the senior.
Well, so as far as businesses, what are some of the businesses around in our area that are part of, that are in this Gatekeeper Program?
The tax assessors for Clatsop County are part of that. I am working right now with getting the utility companies, Northwest Natural, and the Postal Service.
Oh, okay. So then say the person who delivers your mail might see something different about
mm-hmm.
your house, or the person who's coming to read your meter might notice. And so these are professionals who are interacting with you.
Right.
So what should people look for? I mean, if you were, say, the next-door neighbor of an elderly person, what might you notice? Let's start with the outside of the house. What would you notice that might be a giveaway that someone needs help from a gatekeeper?
So somebody that normally would keep their yard pretty clean, and now the yard is not being mowed and the weeds aren't being pulled, that's a sign. Maybe there's mail piling up in front of their front door. They haven't picked up their mail or their newspapers in a couple of days. There could be their cats or their pets are not being taken care of. That's another sign. Leaves or trash piled up around the home that isn't typically there. That's a good sign that something is different in the home.
Well, what about, say you are a person who is a gatekeeper who interacts with the person occasionally and sees them. What kind of cues would you look for visually in a person who might show that they were in need of help?
So any changes in their appearance? Somebody that's usually well-dressed is no longer being well-dressed. Maybe they've been wearing the same clothes for a few days or they aren't very clean. That's a sign, and normally they are.
Michelle Lewis, let me ask you a question about you. I'm going to talk to you and Doug for a second about what you see in how does this Gatekeeper Program work? What are you seeing in the community here, Michelle?
Well, the Gatekeeper Program is a great asset in that we really, everybody is a gatekeeper that deals with seniors and people with disabilities in their life, and that's all of us. And so this program is just defining it better and educating people better. And giving them a resource to call, a place that they can at least tell their concern to. They don't even have to know if it's a real problem. That's for the folks they call to determine whether it's a problem or not. So they can just air their concern and know that they've done what they can do at that point. And a lot of times they meet people that just, you know, they'll say, I'm worried about so-and-so, you know, that she's just not remembering well, or looks like she could use some more help in her house, and I don't know what to do about that, where to go. This is just a vehicle, one more vehicle, to give people a resource to call. So anyway, it's nice for us to have that in the community. It just defines something that we've been doing for a long time, and it gives employers an access, a means to talk to their employees about it and to give the employees that they're interfacing with the public permission to ask that next question, to dig a little deeper. Like a bank teller, for instance, has seen something unusual happen in a senior's bank account, or maybe somebody's coming to the front window adding pressure for them to get money out, and you can just see the pressure growing. So that now they can ask maybe a question or two more, but more importantly, they know where to call. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem.
Well, I think there's sort of a tendency for most of us to think that the only option we have is to call 911. You know, and some of these things are not 911 things. They're just things that need attention. So this is really, really a great thing. Doug, let me ask you, is there a gatekeeper program in Washington State as well, or something similar?
There are in some areas, and not through our AAA at this point. We have in the past. And it is a different, it's kind of the same dynamic that all of the agencies run into, where people from the community can report. But the Gatekeeper is a good program because it really focuses it, and it meets with people who might say, well, how would I know if there's a concern? And then Michelle can go out and talk to them about those different signs to look for, and the changes in behavior or attitude, or you know, any of that stuff. And what it does, it also, like this Michelle said.
Yeah, Michelle Lewis. We have two Michelles here today.
Is that it actually gives them permission. A lot of people, you know, we're drilled into, you know, in America, you know, we're independent, mind our own business, keep your nose out of other people's business, so forth and so on. Unless there's a crisis, you know, people don't feel guilty about calling 911 if they see a wreck or someone's laying in the street or something. But if they're seeing someone and it looks like they're struggling, I think they do need that permission to say it's okay, it's a good thing, you know, to contact somebody if you have concerns. And once they know that that's okay, and it's okay with their employers too, then it's a really strong asset, like Michelle said. It gives a real focus to it, and people are able to even take a look around. Maybe they wouldn't before. You know, they just go out and do it without thinking and go, oh, yeah, that's different, but whatever. But they're a little more alert to mm-hmm. those changes.
Well, so Doug, are you seeing, does your agency, and when Doug said AAA, he wasn't talking about cars, he's talking about the Olympic Area Agency on Aging, which is the Washington piece of the puzzle here as far as senior support. So do you see, does your agency get a lot of calls from people about this kind of thing? How much of a, do you see people being aware and in the community?
We do, and it's a small community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all of Pacific County, wherever you live in it, it's going to be a real small community. So there's sort of that twin dynamic of, I know everybody and I'm concerned about everybody, but I do know everybody and I wouldn't want them in my business, so why should I get into theirs? Right. You know, all of that kind of stuff. But we do, especially years ago when we were doing actively involved in the Gatekeeper program, there was a real upswing in people calling in. But some of those people are still there that went through that program years ago. We get calls from bank tellers. We get calls from pharmacists. We get calls from just about anybody that they have contact with if there's a radical change in their concern. So they know that they can pick up the phone and call us, a neighbor, and they can call anonymously. So, you know, you say, hey, your neighbor says you're really having a hard time over there. You know, we don't want to get into all of that dynamic. So we can do cold calls, and that's what we do. We say, you know, we understand you might be going through a rough spot right now. You know, can we chat about that, or is there something we can do, or da-da-da-da. In my experience, when those happen, generally the first response is, you know, who told you about me? Who said it? You know, but then there'll be a turnaround, and then just a matter of maybe weeks even, where then they will call to see what help they can get. So at least to get the information out there, they know there's someone that might have some resources for them.
Wow. Well, Michelle Lewis, let me ask you about that. What about in, say, the listening area here for KMUN? And KTCB, what kind of gatekeeper stuff do you see going on? Are people calling Northwest Senior and Disability Services and saying, I see this?
Well, yeah, well, they always have, but the gatekeeper program is, what, 2 months old now
our agency right new. Now? Okay,
so,
great.
So we haven't seen a lot of it yet, but I know we will. But we've always had concerned citizens calling, and I hope this just brings more of that in and gives us a chance to kind of get on the front end of problems before they get too bad.
Because
sometimes what we see then is the person who has gotten weaker and weaker over time, their household's falling apart around them, and what we see then is after they've fallen and broken a hip and now they can't take care of themselves anymore. It would be better to be on the front end of that and see if we can't get some help in getting the household maybe straightened out a little bit, and family involved, friends involved, something going in place. And at least they know where to call if there is something that we can't help them with. So hopefully that'll help front load and educate the community better about things to watch out.
Okay. For. So, Michelle Kimball, let me ask you a question. So when someone does, I just want to sort of go through, because this is kind of an unusual thing, and I always like to talk on the show about what will happen if they people invoke this so that they don't feel like somebody's going to show up and pound on their door and demand to help them.
When so, help attacks.
Yeah, really. That's a good way of putting it. So this is all very voluntary. And and we also talked a little bit before the show, Michelle, about the fact that this is anonymous. Yes. So let's start with that. Somebody calls up. What they call your number, and we'll give the number at the end of the show, but what's the process like?
They'll call our information and assistance department, and they'll ask, they will give the information of who they're concerned about, the reasons for their concern, the person's name, their address, and if they know about how old they are. Those are the main things that we need to know. After the call that will come, we will look and see what needs to be done. Do they have a case manager? Is it something that needs to be referred to Adult Protective Services? Is it something less than that? Is it something that really somebody just needs somebody to come out to their home and talk to them about? Somebody will call the person that the report was filed for, and they will check to see, you know, how they're doing, if they need something. Do they need some extra assistance in their home? Do they need help grocery shopping? Do they need somebody to help pay their bills? What is it that they're needing? And then that person can say, you know, I don't need anything, or I would like help with something. Somebody always has the choice of whether they want to accept the help or not. There's nobody going to be banging on their door and insisting that they come in. If the complaint is severe, or if we feel like somebody really should go to the home and check, then we will do a home visit and see how somebody is doing.
Well, so one of the topics that we were talking about before the show, we were all sitting around chatting, was scams. How would someone know that you're not a scammer trying to just get into their house? So there must be a process by which you verified with to the person that you are who you say you are. So let's just talk about that a little bit to reassure people.
I always do call and tell them who I am and what agency I'm with. If they weren't comfortable talking to me because they didn't think that I was who I said I was, then I would go to their home with my badge and my business card and talk to them, because that is very real. Somebody may not, just because I say I'm from Senior and Disability Services, they don't know that's really where I'm from. So that's when I would definitely be going to their home and talking to them.
And somebody could, you know, call Northwest Senior and Disability and check to see that that's who you are.
Well.
So, you know, we were talking before the show a little bit about all the scams that are out there. And so just to let people know that a reputable person who's really trying to help you, you can verify who they are, and you should verify who they are. It's not rude to say, I don't know who you are and I'm going to check on this. It's
yes.
Something that everybody should be doing for their own protection. So, if somebody says, well, okay, I'll talk to you, then you essentially go into their home and sit down with them, and what's that conversation like?
I haven't had one of those conversations as of yet. It's only 2 months old for this program, so I have had a phone conversation with somebody who needed some extra help looking for apartments to move into. So we talked about different places in the area that would be available for her. I sent her a list of apartments and gave her my name and number and did that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to take a moment and remind everyone that you are listening to a senior moment on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. And this every month on the show, these two folks are here with me talking about senior issues. And they represent resources on either side of the Columbia River to help seniors with issues. Today, our guest is Michelle Kimball. She's a Gatekeeper Program Specialist from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. And we're talking about the Gatekeeper Program, which is a program where seniors, where people in the community can help seniors get help if they observe that someone who may live alone is having problems and doesn't really know where to turn. This is sort of neighbors helping neighbors. So I wanted to, Michelle Lewis, maybe I can ask you this, since you've been in this senior assistance realm for quite a while. So when you do go into somebody's home about help like this, you know, this is, we've talked a lot about those delicate conversations, because you're essentially telling somebody they can't take care of themselves. So what is that? How do you do that without insulting the person or alienating them?
Actually, I probably would never tell somebody they can't take care of themselves.
I frequently feel that way myself, actually.
Yeah, because I think they might throw me out of the house at that point. But what we're looking for is, how can we ensure that you continue to take care of yourself well? Is there anything that you're concerned about in the future? And most of the time they're pretty realistic if they think about it. You know, maybe today I don't need help with showering, but I can see I'm getting a little weaker and I'm a little more nervous. So maybe we're putting together more of a plan for the future. Maybe giving them some resources about, you know, who to call when you feel like you really need some help. And maybe we'll talk about what kind of family or friends they have around, because we don't always have programs that can just come in and fix that for them. But sometimes people are afraid to ask for help from those that care about them. They're afraid to ask their daughter for help or their neighbor for help. And telling them that that's okay, it's actually an honor. When I talk to people about, if I ask somebody, can I give you a hand? Can I help you with something? I consider it a real honor if they come back and say, well, yes, actually, I could use your help. That means they trusted me to do that. And so if you reframe it that way and think about, well, if somebody asked you for help, wouldn't you be honored to do that? Wouldn't you want them to ask you? And haven't you helped a lot of people in your life too? And so this is just a natural part of relationships in the community. So encourage them to use the resources they have and the safety nets they have in their own life, and beefing them up. And sometimes they haven't talked to their kids for a long time. Well, maybe it's time to start thinking about reestablishing that relationship, not just because you need help, because maybe it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about those kind of things, not necessarily confrontive. You know, I hear you really stink, and we need a bath. No, we're not going to do that.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
We are going to talk, though, maybe about what the future might look like and what the options are in the future and where to go for help if you need it.
Well, I know, one of the things, to refer back to Doug for a minute, the whole idea of feeling that you should always be independent is such a big part of our culture, you know. And I know with my dad, he recognizes that he needs help, but he mostly wants help from people he already knows. And so that's a pretty small circle of people these days. So I think that being able to reassure people that it's okay to get help from someone who isn't in their immediate family is a big deal. You know, one of the things that I see is that people need, in order to access this help, they sort of need to drop that barrier for letting someone that they don't know help them. So how do you get past that, Doug, in the work that you do?
Well, I think one of the things that we all recognize is that people don't relate to programs and agencies. They relate to people, to other people. And so getting the face to that, like Michelle Lewis was saying, is so important. The way that we approach it sometimes in the initial thing is, we're not saying, hey, you know, I hear you're not putting your garbage out in the can or anything like that. But we can approach it by, you know, it sounds like you may be going through a tough time. Are you familiar with us and what we do, and do that kind of thing? And without having them feel defensive, just say, you know what, there's a wealth of things and resources out there. And I always tell them, and these resources are resources that you've paid for all your life. They've come out of your taxes, So if you need to use them, you know, don't hesitate to use them. And I'll talk about the various things that are available. And sometimes they'll hit on something, like if you're talking about like home delivered meals or something, they go, you know, it is getting harder to cook. And, you know, what about those home-delivered meals? And so it's more of them directing. You give them the information, let them sort it out, see what they want to do with it. And like I said, a lot of times they'll say, oh, thank you for the information, you know, and then they will eventually follow up sometimes. But at the same time, that makes them sort of directing their own decision. And they've got a face to the name. And we do get people that call and talk to, and they're very sort of, which they should be, very cautious and everything. And then they'll have someone bring them by the office or something. And then once they've established that and they can see somebody face-to-face, one of our information specialists or something starts working with them, then it's, oh, I'll just call Shane or whatever.
And they, yeah,
they
that's
form
great.
That relationship. So I know even with my own mother-in-law, and I've been doing this a long time, but when things come up like about her Medicare or her Part D program or Social Security, and they'll start talking to her and she goes, oh, I'll just call Shane.
So, that's
so, because they work together and they've got that, you know, Shane knows all my stuff, and, you know, it builds that relationship.
Well, so you mentioned that, you know, the comment that you've paid for this all your life. So a number of these services. So if someone, that's a good question. Maybe I can, Michelle Kimmel, maybe I can throw this back to you. If somebody does invoke the Gatekeeper program, does it cost anything for the person that's being helped?
The Gatekeeper program is totally free. So no, it doesn't cost anything. We do have some free program. We have Medicaid programs. We also have some in-home programs that is a small fee. But the Gatekeeper program itself is completely free.
And I think that's a really good thing to just talk about overall for a second, is that if you, at the end of the show, we'll give information, contact information for Northwest Senior and Disability Services and for the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. And I like to say that both of these groups, these organizations, are huge resources for you. And much of what they do is free of charge to you because, as Doug pointed out, you've been paying for this all your life with taxes. And so, and some of it does require some cost, but a lot of times it's a sliding scale, and people who are on qualify for Medicaid or other programs can be, it doesn't have to take away all your savings to get some help. That's a really important thing to
say.
And a lot of times it can be at low cost. And these groups also offer tremendous training opportunities and workshops, and sometimes we talk about that on the show. So I think that even if you're not interested particularly in the Gatekeeper program, but you have some other question about something in your life, or if you're taking care of a loved one, family member, you can call Northwest Senior and Disability Services and the Olympic Area Agency on Aging and find out what the options are, and there will be people who will talk to you and tell you and steer you to the information that you need. So I'm trying to think about, I think we might be just about to the point in the show where we could give contact information. So why don't we start with you, Michelle Kimball. How do people get a hold of the Gatekeeper program?
Okay. You can call me on my direct line, which is 503-304-3407. Or you can send me an email, which is Michelle, which is M-I-C-H-E-L-E dot Kimball, K-I-M. B-E-L-L at nwsds.org.
Okay, great. And Michelle Lewis, you're kind of representing the entire organization of Northwest Senior Disability Services. What's the contact info for you for the organization overall?
Okay, so our warrant and office number is 503-861-4202. They can also get information at our website at nwsds.org.
And on that website, there's also a Gatekeeper link on the bottom of the page if you wanted to use that to get to my information.
Oh, terrific. And so if you don't remember anything that we just said, if you're driving or something, just Google Northwest Senior and Disability Services. I love Google. I Google everything. It solves all my problems, answers all my questions, most of them. And so you always have that option. Or you can call KMUN at 503-325-0010, and we'll get you the information. And so, Doug, how about you?
We have two offices in Pacific County. Our North Pacific County office is in Raymond, and that's at 360-942-2177. Our South Pacific County office is in Long Beach, and that's at 360-642-3634. And our website is www.o3a.org.
Okay, well, we're just about at the end of the show, and I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to say anything else you want to say, Michelle, about your Michelle Kimball, about your program.
If you're interested in setting up a gatekeeper training, please call me, and I'll be happy to schedule that in with you.
That's terrific. Okay, Michelle Lewis, how about you? Anything, final thoughts?
No, except that I'm so proud to see this new program in our area. So the better we can support it in Clatsop County, the more help we'll be able to give to our seniors. So,
okay, Doug, any thoughts?
I'll just say ditto to all that. I think anytime we get any new resource or a new approach to letting people know that we are, in fact, a community, all working and living together, it's a good thing. So glad to hear it.
And just an aside, anybody can be a gatekeeper. Even if you haven't gone through specific training, you can look around, and if you see a neighbor with a problem, you can, now you know where you can call. You know, it's not 911 because it's not, a building isn't on fire or something. It's not a car accident, but it is, there are resources to call in that kind of a sort of an emergency that needs attention. So you know where to go now if somebody has a problem. You've been listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with Michelle Lewis, Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Doug Schaefer, Olympic Area Agency on Aging. They're with me every month on the show. And Michelle Kimball from Northwest Senior and Disability Services has been our guest today. She's a gatekeeper program specialist. Thank you all for being here.